morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16, 17, and 18. Perhaps some of the most familiar scripture in all the Bible. You can see it on the screen, or you can follow it on our app, or in your own Bibles, or the Bibles in the pews, or just listen carefully. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Some years ago, there was a professor of religion named Dr. Christensen who taught at a small private college in the western U.S. He taught, among other courses, the introductory survey course, Christianity 101, and every student in the school had to take that during their freshman year, or if they transferred in later than that, sometime before they graduated. That was a prerequisite for their degrees, no matter what their majors were. And so if you've ever been one of those kinds of courses that are the required courses for everybody, whatever your interest may be, you know that there were a lot of students who really didn't take the course seriously. It was one more hoop to jump through to get your degree. He tried all kinds of ways to find a way to tell the essence of the gospel, but most of the students just didn't give it a chance. Well, one particular year, Dr. Christensen had a special student in class. He was very motivated. He was a freshman, like were almost all the others in the class. He was very athletic, very popular. He had even earned a spot as the starting center on their football team. And he was taking the course, preparing himself to go to seminary, to go into full-time ministry. And he was the best student the professor had. Well, one day in class, the professor asked him to stay after class to talk with him, and he came up then when the students were all out of the room, and he asked him a question. He says, "Steve, how many push-ups can you do?" He says, "Well, I usually do 200 push-ups a night. That's pretty impressive. But can you do 300? "I don't know. I've never tried to do 300 push-ups." "Well, can you? Do you think you can do 300 push-ups?" "Well, I don't know. Maybe. Could you do 300 push-ups in sets of 10 so you get a short little rest between them and maybe have the strength to do all 300? "I'm not sure, maybe. I need to know because I've got a class project that I want to do, but I need you to be able to do 300 push-ups to make it work." And so the student, Steve, thought of it and says, "Yeah, with sets of 10 and short rests in between, I can do 300 push-ups. Good, be ready Friday." Last class of the semester, he had to do it or not get it done at all. So Friday comes, and Steve comes and sits in the front of the class up there toward the whiteboard. And the old students come in, and they find their places where vacant desks were. And the professor walks in with two huge boxes of these big fancy donuts. You know, not the kind you buy in the grocery, even those nicer ones. These were the big things that were cream-filled and jelly-filled and had the icing on the top and the sprinkles. And they were the ones, you know, like bear claws and Bismarcks and honey buns. And, you know, you go on, you name your favorite thing. And that's what was in those boxes. Well, he brought one box out and then had the other at his desk, and he opened the box up and he showed the students. They were all pumped, you know, this was going to be a great thing. This is their last class of the term, and they were ready to start their break in between terms with a party in Dr. Christensen's class. So he came to the first girl in the first row, and her name was Cynthia, and he said, that's really what I had written down here already, Cynthia, it's not because you're here. Her name was Cynthia, and he said, "Cynthia, do you want a donut?" And she said, "Yes." And so he turns to Steve. He says, "Steve, will you do 10 push-ups so Cynthia can have a donut?" And Steve jumps down from his seat and just pushes out 10 really quickly and gets back up. And the professor turns back and puts a donut on Cynthia's desk. He goes down the line to the next person. Joe's there. He says, Joe, do you want a donut? And Joe said, sure. And so the professor turns back to Steve. And Steve, will you do 10 push-ups so Joe can have a donut? Steve cracks out 10 push-ups, and Joe gets his donut. So it goes down the line to the end of the line. Each student was getting their donut. For every student, before they got the donut, Steve did 10 push-ups. Professor starts down the second line, and it works the same way until he comes to Scott. Now, Scott was an athlete, too. He was a basketball player, and he was in great condition. And when the professor asked him, Scott, do you want a donut? He says, well, can I do my own push-ups? He says, no, Steve has to do them. Well, then I don't want a donut, then. And so the professor shrugs and turns over to Steve and says, Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so Scott can have a donut he doesn't want? And Steve begins to do his push-ups. And Scott says, wait a minute, I don't want a donut. He said, well, look, this is my classroom. This is my class. These are my desks. These are my donuts. These are my rules. If you don't want the donut, leave it on your desk. And he goes down to the next in line. And the same thing happens. He calls out a name. Do you want a donut? And he says, yes or no. And he says, Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so he can have a donut or she can have a donut she doesn't want? And then he comes to see that Steve is really having a hard time. Getting tired by now. I mean, he's been working pretty hard. You see sweat on his brow, and as he goes to the third row, the student's starting to get a little bit angry. It wasn't fair. It didn't make sense. Why was this nut job of a professor doing this? Dr. Christensen asked Jenny, do you want a donut? Sternly, she said, no. And Dr. Christensen turned to Steve and said, Steve, will you do 10 push-ups so Jenny can have a donut she doesn't want? Steve did 10. Jenny got a donut. By now, the growing sense of unease filled the room. The students were beginning to say no, every single one. And so they went down the row, and Steve did 10 push-ups, and they got a donut uneaten on their desk. And they went down, and Steve did 10 push-ups, and there was a donut uneaten on the desk. And there was now a pool of sweat on the floor under Steve's chin for all his efforts. And Dr. Christensen asked Robert, who was the most vocal, self-proclaimed atheist in the class, to go up and go to where Steve was and to watch him closely to make sure he did all 10 push-ups in every set so there wouldn't be any kind of sloughing off, no cheating, no slighting. And so Robert went up and watched closely to make sure Steve did all his push-ups. Now also during all this time, as class was going on, students from other classes were in the hall and heard the commotion and wondered what it was, and they slipped in. You see, Dr. Christensen had an open door kind of policy. Anybody wanted to come in could. And so now there are others who had come in, and they'd lined up sitting on the floor by the radiators in an old room in an old building. He did a quick count, and now there were 34 students. And he really wasn't sure that Steve was going to be able to make it. And he went on to the next person, and the next, and the next. And near the end of that row, Steve was really having a hard time, taking so much longer to complete each set of 10. And Steve asked Dr. Christensen, do I have to make my nose touch the floor every single time? And he says, he thought about it for a minute. He says, well, Steve, they're your push-ups. You're in charge now, so you can do them any way you want to. And the professor went on. A few minutes later, Jason, who's a recent transfer, came to the door. He's about to walk in, and all the students in the room said, no, don't come in, stay out. Talk about being good for your self-image. Confused, he sort of looked, and Steve, who had just finished doing another set of 10, looked around and said, no, let him come in. Give him a donut. And the professor said, Steve, you realize that if Jason comes in, you're going to have to do 10 push-ups for him. Yeah, I know. Let him come. Okay, I'll let you get Jason's push-ups and donut out of the way right now. And so he turns and says, Jason, do you want a donut? Well, Jason, not knowing what's going on, says, sure, give me a donut. Steve, would you do 10 push-ups for Jason to have a donut? And Steve, with groans and trembling, pushes out 10 more push-ups. Professor hands Jason a donut, and he goes and sits down. Dr. Christensen finished the fourth row, and now he started on those who were sitting around the edges by the radiators. And Steve was just shaking with each push-up, and he couldn't hear anybody make a sound except that breathing of this man who was struggling to fulfill his task. And there wasn't a dry eye in the room. The very last two students in the room were two girls. They were cheerleaders, very popular. And the professor came to Linda, who was the second to the last, and he said, Linda, do you want a donut? And very sadly, she said, no, thank you. He turned quietly, said, Steve, would you do 10 push-ups so Linda can have a donut she doesn't want? And Steve struggles to push up and down and up and down and up and down 10 times. Professor puts a donut on her desk that sits there untouched. And finally, the last girl. Susan, do you want a donut? And with tears flowing down her face, she said, Dr. Christensen, why can't I help him? And with tears of his own, he says, you can't help him because I gave Steve the responsibility of making sure that everyone would be able to receive a donut whether they wanted it or not. You see, when I decided to have this party on the last day of the term, I went to my grade book and I looked over it and I saw that only one student had what was basically a perfect grade, and that was Steve. Everybody else had either screwed up on a test or missed class beyond a level and gave inferior work at some point in time. So they didn't qualify on their own. Steve and I had a conversation, and along the way he said, when we screw up on the football field, the coach makes us do push-ups. And so I got an idea, and I said, Steve, your classmates, they don't qualify for the party. But if you'll do push-ups for each of them, they can come. And so that's what we've done. We made a deal for your sakes. And then he said, Steve, would you do 10 push-ups for Susan, who doesn't want a donut? And very slowly, Steve finished his last push-up with the understanding that he had done everything he had been called to do, actually finally finishing 350 push-ups. I don't care who you are, that's impressive. His arms buckled beneath him. He collapsed exhausted on the floor. After a long moment of pained silence, the professor turned back to the students, Steve behind him now, and said, so it was that our Savior Jesus the Christ, hanging upon the cross, cried out, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And he yielded up his life. Unlike some of those in this room, many of us leave the gift on the desk uneaten. Today in the Christian church calendar is a day we call World Communion Sunday. It's a day that we mark and celebrate to be reminded that we are all one in Christ, but not all just in this congregation in our various services throughout the morning, but we are all over the world the body of Christ, invited to come to his table. And so there are people today, more than a billion people like us, who are kneeling or bowing before God, sharing in this moment of Holy Communion, remembering that Christ in his sacrifice was the body and blood as he gave that for us, so that we could be in his power, Christ's body in the world. We're going to share in communion in just a moment, and that table's set there for each of us as those who have received that gift and know that truth. But that table is set also for every other person in the entire world. Even those who don't yet understand what Christ did for them. And I don't know all of your stories very well. The longer we're together and the more you put up with me, the more I know about you. There are some who come into this church who've never been to church before in their lives. There are some who come to church who've been away for a long time. Some who come to church who've been here in there in one church or another forever, but they may never have finally made the connection in a deep personal way. And I would ask you this morning, as we prepare for this, do you want a donut? We've got one with your name on it. It's already been paid for.